والمرسلات عرفا.
By the winds sent forth in quick succession.
فالعاصفات عصفا.
Which then blow tempestuously.
والناشرات نشرا.
And raise clouds and scatter them around.
فالفارقات فرقا.
Then winnow them thoroughly.
فالملقيات ذكرا.
And then cast Allah's remembrance in people's hearts.
عذرا أو نذرا.
To serve as an excuse or a warning. To serve as an excuse or a warning. The winds serve several important purposes. Sometimes when they cease to blow, they give rise to the frightful prospect of a famine, which tends to soften people's hearts. This leads people at times to sincerely turn to God and repent. On other occasions, winds bring plentiful rainfall, filling people's hearts with gratitude to God. On still other occasions, they blow tempestuously, inspiring all, including the sordid-hearted, with fear. As a result, many turn to God, dreading His chastisement that would play havoc with them. Surely, what you are promised shall come to pass. Surely, what you are promised shall come to pass.
The system underlying the blowing of the winds, etc., testifies that a time will surely come when resurrection will take place. For although the winds are an important means to nourish God's creatures that live on earth, God can, and occasionally does, direct them to cause devastation and strike wicked people down.
So when the stars are extinguished, and the sky is rent asunder, and the mountains are blown away, and the appointed time to bring the messengers together arrives, then shall the promised event come to pass. And the appointed time to bring the messengers together arrives.
It is mentioned quite often in the Quran that when God will examine mankind's record on the judgment day, the messenger of each nation will be summoned to testify that he conveyed God's message to his people.
To which day has this task been deferred? To the day of judgment. What do you know what the day of judgment is? Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth. Did we not destroy many a nation of the earlier times? And we shall cause those of later times to follow them.
كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ.
Thus do we deal with the guilty.
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ.
Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth. Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth.
This is said to emphasize that howsoever woeful a person's lot might be in this world, it does not represent the full measure of the chastisement that might lie in store for him. It is only on the day of judgment that each person will come to know the full extent of the chastisement that awaits him.
أَلَمْ نَخْلُقْكُمْ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ.
Did we not create you of a mean fluid?
فَجَعَلْنَاهُ فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ.
Which we then placed in a secure repository.
إِلَى قَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ.
Until an appointed time.
فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ.
See that we had the power to do so. Great indeed is our power to do what we will.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth. Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth.
These are the people who deny the possibility of life after death, calling such a notion an utter lie. They do so despite the overwhelming evidence in support of it. On the judgment day, such people will certainly encounter a woeful chastisement.
أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ كِفَاتًا
Did we not make the earth a receptacle?
أَحْيَاءً وَأَمْوَاتًا
For the living and the dead.
وَجَعَلْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ شَامِخَاتٍ وَأَسْقَيْنَاكُمْ مَاءً فُرَاتًا
And did we not firmly fix towering mountains on it and give you sweet water to drink?
وَيْلٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْمُكَذِّبِينَ
Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth. Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth. People decry the hereafter as false, calling it both impossible and irrational. They do so in spite of the stunning manifestations of God's power and wisdom. If they wish, they may remain immersed in their puerile fancies. But a day will certainly come when they will see that many a thing quite contrary to their expectation will come to pass. It is then that they will fully realize how foolish they were in precipitating such devastation upon themselves.
انطلقوا إلى ما كنتم به تكذبون.
Proceed now towards that which you were wont to deny as false. Proceed now. After proffering evidence that the hereafter is bound to occur, the deniers of the truth are being told about the treatment that will be meted out to them after the hereafter becomes a reality.
انطلقوا إلى ظل ذي ثلاث شعب.
Proceed towards the three-pronged shadow. Proceed towards the three-pronged shadow. Shadow here denotes the shadow caused by smoke. What is meant by its being three-pronged can be grasped by observing a thick pall of smoke when it splits into numerous branches.
لا ظليل ولا يغني من اللهب
Which neither provides cooling shade nor protection against the flames.
إنها ترمي بشرر كالقصر
It indeed throws up sparks like castles.
كأنه جمالة صفر
Which seem as though they are yellow-colored camels.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين
Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth.
هذا يوم لا ينطقون
That will be the day on which they will not be able to utter a word.
ولا يؤذن لهم فيعتذرون
Nor will they be allowed to proffer excuses. Nor will they be allowed to proffer excuses.
That is, the case against them will be established by such solid evidence that they will be left utterly speechless and will be unable to put up any defense whatsoever.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين
Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth.
هذا يوم الفصل جمعناكم والأولين
That is the day of judgment on which we have assembled you as well as all those who went before you.
فإن كان لكم كيد فكيدون
So if you have any ploy, try it against me.
ويل يومئذ للمكذبين
Woe on that day to those that give the lie to the truth.